So pleased to have David Lightman making his weekly appearance from McClatchy Newspapers.
Yes.
Good morning.
Right down in Washington. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You're kind of chuckling there, huh?
Oh, I love it when there's lots of news.
You can join us in the morning. We got to get here 2 hours earlier.
Oh, God.
to go through everything.
So what are we to make, David, of what the President of the United States did with this ban on, at least temporarily, on Friday?
Well, what the critics are saying, and when I say critics, I'm not just talking about the left. I'm talking about Republican senators. You know, we talked to them all weekend, and I think we're up to 7, 8, maybe 9 of them now, including John McCain, Lindsey Graham, et cetera. This thing just wasn't thorough. They put out this order, and nobody quite understood what it meant, and you saw the chaos Friday night and Saturday. And, A, they need details. B, why didn't they consult with members of Congress? Why didn't they widen the net, so to speak, instead of just dropping this like a bomb on Friday night? So there's a lot of anger about that, a lot of confusion about that. The obvious question is, so what? What's that mean? And for all this talk, there's very little talk among Republicans of any kind of legislative remedy that may happen. But at the moment, nothing concrete. And then the next question would be, well, how does this affect confirmations? Because the Secretary of State designate, Rex Tillerson, the Senate's supposed to take the first votes on Tillerson at 5:30 this afternoon. Will that affect anything? And doesn't look like it. So we're in sort of this holding pattern right now.
One thing people everywhere are scared to death of, and that is that we've got people here, okay? We don't know who they are. We don't know what their mission is, but this is all part of the ISIS plan. These are things that people are saying and talking about. How do you answer those questions?
See, that is a very important question, because how do you answer those questions? And the problem here is that by putting out this order without giving the appearance of thoroughness, without being able to ask questions, it looks like they're just sort of governing by whim, if you will. And that's what's so disturbing. These are questions that need to be answered. There has to be a way to vet these people thoroughly, although one could argue they already do. As you say, there has to be a way of finding out who in this country is up to no good, so to speak. But all that's sort of obscured by this controversy, and whether we'll get back to that this week, next week, is a very, very crucial question.
Meanwhile, David, flying below the radar screen was Trump's restructuring of the NSC, essentially adding White House Chief Strategist Stephen Bannon to the Principals Committee, removing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Director of National Intelligence. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we were noticing that, I guess, Friday night in one of his orders and thought, wow, this is one heck of a story. And we actually tried to talk to people about that yesterday, and these are, again, members of Congress and so forth. We're largely unaware of this, and I think you're going to hear more about that in the days ahead, but we want to know why. What's going on here, and what does this mean? You're taking the arguably the nation's military authority off of your most important council. It's just amazing. So, again, it's all been sort of buried underneath this other furor, but I think you're right on top of it. This one's not going to go away.
David, I've got a problem with Stephen Bannon. I've always had a problem with him, and I can't understand why they take the generals away. They want them only when it concerns them in meetings. And why is Bannon in such a powerful position?
Well, there's a couple puzzles here. First of all, if you recall during the campaign, Trump would say over and over when asked about his strategy for fighting ISIS, for fighting other enemies, and he'd say he rely on the generals, rely on the military.
That's right.
Well, here we are, and, you know, the military's been kind of downgraded here. Bannon, for some reason, got Trump's ear months ago. You know what happened. He got rid of his professional campaign people like Paul Manafort, and Bannon suddenly ascended. Bannon, speculating, Bannon's able to convey a message in a quick, logical way for Trump. Shallow, you could argue. That depends on your point of view. But I think he's able to communicate quickly and effectively, not unlike Kellyanne Conway. Same sort of thing. And Trump likes that. He doesn't want somebody who's going to give him a 12-paragraph answer. He wants a two-sentence answer. And again, you can argue whether that's good or bad, but I think that's Bannon's appeal.
David, we're getting some word today that Trump could be announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court. What do you hear?
Yeah, we hear the same thing. He originally tweeted he was going to do it Thursday. All of a sudden, the White House aides are quietly telling people it could come today. If you wanted to be cynical, and Lord knows three of us wouldn't want to do that, yeah, not on this show, right? One could argue that this would help take the attention away from the immigration order the other day and away from the NSC situation, but because all of a sudden, you know what would happen, all the Supreme Court appointment would suck all the journalistic oxygen out of the air.
And again, you know that they're going to give him a hard time with who he appoints.
This is going to be a circus. The thing to remember, of course, is that he probably needs 8 Democratic votes, 52 Republicans, but you need 60 to cut off debate. Now, that could happen. You have, I think it's 23 Democrats, 2 independents who caucus with Democrats, up for re-election in 2018, and several of them are in states that Trump carried. So what are these people going to do? He could get the 8. We'll have to see.
So you think it'll just take a little while, but he'll get who he wants, which he wants a conservative. You know that, and I know that.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends on, there's a million factors here. I'm sure we'll talk about this in the weeks ahead. It depends who it is, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If it's an accomplished jurist who has a record of fairness and experience and breadth, I suspect he'll get that person through. But if it's somebody with a thin record or somebody who's made incendiary statements, then, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
David, always great to start the week with you, and it's great to have you on, as I said, every Monday, and we'll talk to you, the good Lord willing, next Monday. Have a good week.
I'll look forward to it, as always. Thank you.
You bet.